At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back to the right here on Sports Grid. It is game time decisions, and we're going to talk some Super Bowl. We're going to talk some Super Bowl picks for you. I do want to remind you of the action on tonight's card. We've already started with Danny Wolf over on his points plus rebounds. We're about to begin with a few more bets here. NC State first half team total over 25.5 as they make the trip to Cameron Indoor and play the Duke Blue Devils. I think they get through this number tonight in a bounce back spot for their offense. And while the results are not incredible, they are battle tested enough. Games against Purdue and Kansas, it's a very low number. I think NC State gets through it. I think Mark Williams gets through the 28.5 points plus rebounds. This number's dropped a lot from the last game Mark Williams played of 34.5 PR. I get it. Tougher opponent. Didn't have a monstrous game against Portland. This is a buy low spot all of a sudden on Mark Williams, who has been awesome as a starter and post Nick Richards trade for Charlotte. Give me Tobias Harris over those 12.5 points as well. Let me double check that. Tobias did make the starting gate there for Detroit. Did we get that lineup yet? I don't think we did. Oh, yeah, we did. And he's in there. Perfect. So we're on the Tobias Harris over 12.5 points. And we are now going to also let you know that we have that Celtics team total under 114.5. Let's talk Super Bowl. All right. So I need to start the breakdown. And last night I dove in. We got a lot of the main stuff kind of sorted when you think about side and total. That's where a lot of you, I'm sure, at minimum, will be betting Super Bowl 59 between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Now, for me, as somebody who preseason pick right here on our show was the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl, I am in a different position than I am sure a number of you, right? Some of you might have listened. Some of you might have agreed throughout the season. Maybe you're just an Eagle fan, whatever it might be, where you're holding that number. Now, some of you are probably on a Kansas City side, right? Whether that's preseason, in-season, trying to get a good number. I do think it's an interesting spot, and it's always to each his own. If you have a future on a team you think's going to win, do you bet more? Some do that. Do you just say, okay, I won't hedge? Do you hedge but for less? I'm trying to kind of figure out my pathway now, because I broke down Chiefs-Eagles for what it was, for what it is, and I do think the Philadelphia Eagles are the play. I really do. The Philadelphia Eagles, against the best pass offenses they've seen, have largely handed those teams their worst game of the year, passing the football. They went up against Lamar Jackson, worst QBR performance of the season, came against Philly. Joe Burrow, his third fewest yards per attempt in a game all year, one touchdown, one pick, and his worst passer rating in a game this season. Jordan Love in Brazil, game number one, completed 50% of his passes. If he didn't have the 70-yard touchdown to Jaden Reed, his numbers would have been abysmal. It was his worst QBR in a game this season. The second game, the playoff meeting, his worst passer rating in a game by far of the year. Picked off three times. That's what the Philadelphia Eagles have done to top pass offenses. That's how I would look at Kansas City. through the most optimistic light. They're not a great run team, right? Their MO, anyone who's betting them MO is Mahomes. And the Philadelphia Eagles defense is going to be able to present those challenges. You know, I think the Philadelphia Eagles are the better team. I've been calling them the best team in football. I mean that. But I also even did a little bit of spread math here. And look, situations always change. But Philly went to Baltimore as a 3.5-point dog in week 13. Result of the game notwithstanding. Baltimore, on all of the look-ahead lines, was going to be booked as a 1.5-point favorite at Arrowhead. They were going to be booked as a 1.5-point favorite at Arrowhead last week. So, if you call home field, if you call home field worth 1.5, right? And you and then remove that from those numbers, that would say the Eagles then against Baltimore would have been +2 and the Chiefs would have been +3. If you value home field more than that, that gap starts to widen even more. I think the wrong team is favored. But from a where the bets are going to come in, yeah, you got to put it on KC. Because the bets are already going to come on KC. Under a field goal in the Super Bowl again. So I don't blame them for that. I mean, that's not surprising one bit. But as I continue to break this down from the side and total perspective, right? The side gets complicated because of my futures. The total does not. I'm on under 49.5. This number opened at some spots, 49.5, popped 50, right? So I played it at 49.5. I'm very happy to get 49.5. Didn't, you know, kind of however you want to scale your wagers, I'll be willing to add as we get closer, right? Especially if I'm gaining confidence as we get closer. I think that number does climb, though, right? Let's say that Eagles injury report on the offensive line comes back cleaner. I think that number climbs, so I think you can wait a little bit. Why am I looking at the under? Well, first of all, both teams just scored their season high yesterday. The Eagles scored 55 points. 55 points. It is hard to imagine having a game that great. Okay? They're the fourth team since 2000 to score 50 or more in a playoff game. The first team since Kansas City did it against Houston. The follow-up was the Chiefs scoring 35 in a conference title win against the Tennessee Titans. You then have to go to the 2009-2010 Cardinals. Their follow-up game was scoring 14. The 1999-2000 Jaguars also scored 14 in their follow-up game. One, that's that. Now you're going well back. But the oddity of is the Eagles did it in the conference title game, right? So the Eagles have that time in between. They have that time in between. So then I'm like, all right, well, what about Sirianni off a bye? Some lower scoring football. By the way, Sirianni off a bye this year, the run that the Eagles are on. Last year, they played the Chiefs off a bye and won at Arrowhead. Just tuck that away. In and under, by the way, we've seen Sirianni play some unders off a bye. But Kansas City now has scored 30 points or more three times. This was the third. The follow-up performances were 16 points at home against Denver and 19 points at home against Vegas. In both games, their team total comfortably over 24.5. You might say, well, then why not just play that Kansas City team total under? It may get added in as well. It may. But I think Philly's lower scoring games under Sirianni off of a bye. I think Philadelphia coming off of a 55-point performance in a conference title game. And I think some respect that I have toward that KC defense, I'm on under 49.5. The bet that I tweeted out to let people know because I thought it would be on the move was Mahomes over 35.5 pass attempts. This was on DK. It is up to 36.5. I would still get it at 36.5. Let me just quickly look around for everybody, though, before we hit the break here about where this number would be. 36.5 everywhere. Look, you could still get it there, but you want to get the best of that number. The Eagles against those teams force teams to throw the football a lot more. Mahomes in the final 10 regular season games was averaging nearly 40 pass attempts per game. We'll talk a little bit more about that and the Super Bowl as a whole with Brady Cannon next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you right here. It's Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with you. We'll talk more about that Super Bowl card in a bit. All right, we'll expand on it. We've got Dave Sharapan coming by. And again, the NBA, right, we're underway. We're getting our action out there. We'll check in with the live board. But I'm very excited to do this on a Monday, right, while the number is fresher, if you will. And that's what we've been doing throughout this NFL season, bringing in Brady Cannon, talking numbers, talking about what it should be, could be, shouldn't be. Brady, the Super Bowl set, I'm really excited to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you are because you're a big Philadelphia Eagle backer this year. So, you know, I was just rooting for the Bills. I didn't really mind too much with Philadelphia or Washington. Jaden Daniels, you know, we got to see him all year long, and he'll probably be here again. The kid's been just fantastic. Philly was the better team. Certainly, I expected them to win that game. I didn't expect them to win it by 32 points. But, you know, their turnovers. I mean, that's been the theme of this playoffs. Really, you know, the Chiefs, in fact, are the only team that lost the turnover battle and won the game. And we really haven't seen that out of Washington that much. But all of a sudden, they fall victim to three turnovers on Sunday. And we know what happened there. So, you know, I'm kind of getting tired of the Chiefs. But, hey, hats off to them, man. I mean, Arguably the very best quarterback. I don't know if you can argue that. Probably the very best quarterback, but arguably the very best coach as well. And we've kind of seen this over the years. And let's go back to Chuck Knoll and Terry Bradshaw, Joe Montana and Bill Walsh, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and now it's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. It's a pretty good combination when you have the best quarterback and the best coach.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, one of the things that's kind of defined this year for me is being annoyed about like where respect and credit is given to some teams, in Kansas City is no different. You know, if somebody says, man, look, that coach quarterback combination is special, you'll never hear a word out of me. It's when we act as if every single thing is decided by Patrick Mahomes. We all know he's great, right? We all know he's great. He's not alone though, right? And I think even within yesterday's game, if that game to you was defined singularly by him, it's this, again, I mentioned, it's this NBAification of the NFL. Take this from somebody whose favorite sport is basketball. You don't want that. You don't want that. But I'm curious for you at all, Brady, did either of yesterday's games change some of the numbers for you in power rating of maybe what a look-ahead line would have been and maybe what you're expecting the line to be now out there in New Orleans?
Great question, because the answer is kind of yes, it does change. This Chiefs team that we saw on Sunday was not the same Chiefs team we saw all season long. I thought the defense looked better. I thought the offense looked more efficient. You know, to your point, yeah, it's not just Mahomes. I mean, the weapons looked tremendous. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster with a couple of huge catches, you know, and Hopkins and Hollywood Brown and Worthy. And the running back, you know, Hunt and Pacheco, that's probably the weak link of the offense at this point. And oh, by the way, we didn't even mention Travis Kelce. You know, so the offense looks pretty good, and it looks like they found another gear, which it seems the Chiefs just do now. You know, I don't know if it's like LeBron James, or you talk about NBAification. You know, it seems like there's some players in some sports that can flip a switch in the postseason, and it's completely rare and uncommon, because I think as sports bettors, we expect sometimes when there's more importance, when there's more on the line for people to bring their game to another level. It almost never changes. You know, that's what they talk about at the end of the season when a team's in a must-win situation. Well, you think they're all of a sudden going to play better because they must win now? No, it usually doesn't happen. But the Chiefs, they looked a lot better on Sunday night than really I've seen them all season long. So does the power rating change? Kind of. Yeah, I guess it's Mahomes in the postseason again. Now, as far as the numbers, and there's not a huge difference here. My numbers come out to Philadelphia as a 1-point favorite. But, you know, Philadelphia by one, Kansas City by 1.5. It's the same thing, Kevin, right? We're just trying to pick who's going to win the game. There's really no difference there. Obviously you've got two good defenses, two very good offenses. Again, coach and quarterback advantage KC, running back position, obviously huge advantage for Philadelphia. And that's another thing too. I've always felt the way that you get to the Chiefs is by rushing the football. Don't try and just go tit for tat, through the air with Patrick Mahomes. And the Bills had great, they ran for 90 yards in the third quarter alone last night. I thought James Cook had a tremendous postseason this year. He was great, underrated running game there in Buffalo, I think. And if Philadelphia, I'm stating the obvious here, but I think if Philadelphia is going to win the Super Bowl, they have to really pound Saquon Barkley and that advantage that they have.
Man, I think what a fascinating breakdown, Brady. I think for me, because, and I don't know, I've come to terms with everything around Philadelphia will feel different for me than it does mostly anybody else, because it's just kind of how the season has been. But I obviously respect your opinion. One team scored 55 points and doubled up their opponent, but the impressive win was a 3-point victory for Kansas City. And that's fine, right?
Different opponent.
Undoubtedly. What I think is interesting about the Mahomes, the turn it on, depends on how one evaluates the Buffalo defense. So to me, the Texans defense is better than the Bills defense, right?
Yes.
And Mahomes against Houston looked about the way he has, right? He didn't turn it over, wasn't flashy, make a play. He was much better yesterday. And I think one of the things around the Eagles that the only way they'll get credit for it is if they show up in the Super Bowl and hold Pat in check. I think the gap between the Eagles and the next best defense is the gap between whoever you think the second best defense is and the 15th best defense in football. Like, I think the gap is that big.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you, Kevin. I know we're going to break here. We can talk about it on the other side, but obviously that's going to be a huge piece of the game. Philadelphia at the line of scrimmage and the overall effort defensively.
Undoubtedly. We'll talk more about it in a little golf as well with you here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with the right here. We're on Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with Brady Cannon, and we're talking a little bit around Kansas City, Philadelphia. You know, a 1.5-point number. And here's what I will say. Where I've been throughout the year ready to bang the table about disrespect, but I'd like to think I have a decent handle on, you know, what my job is. If I say, oh, odds makers are insane, Philly should be laying 2. Well, hold on a second now. Look, I think Kansas City is going to get an overwhelming amount of the tickets within this Super Bowl. It would be silly to offer them up at a plus price unless there was a swath of Philly money that I don't expect to come in. So I will say, Brady, while I think that the Eagles are the side and whatnot, I don't have an issue with the number that we're seeing here for Super Bowl 59.
Well, it's similar to the number that we saw last night between the Bills and Kansas City. Obviously, the number's the same, but that was Kansas City at home. So that's telling you that the Bills were actually power rated higher than Kansas City. Now, obviously, you have the Chiefs on a neutral field laying 1.5. We saw it tick to 2 very quickly on Sunday night. I think for the most part, the consensus number is still 1.5. And you and I mentioned it in the segment prior. There's not, if you think Philadelphia should be favored by 1 or 1.5 or even 2, there's really not that much difference. You're under a field goal, even less than 2.5, you know, a full point. Or 1.5 less than a 2.5, there's not a whole lot of difference there. And I don't know if a whole – and you kind of allude to it here. If you put the game at Pick'em or you give the Chiefs a point, it's really going to be overloaded that way. You're probably going to get not only the general public moving that direction. The Chiefs are an extremely public team. You know, I say it here often down the stretch in the playoffs. A good bookmaker friend of mine at the South Point here in town, Chris Andrews, says, you know, you never have to beg for Chiefs money. It's going to come. And it's probably going to come from some sharp players, too. I mean, there's only one game left. There's only two teams left. There's only two sides left. So, yeah, I would say the books at the end of the day may need the Eagles, but there's also a different phenomenon when you have the Super Bowl, Kevin. The public can actually move lines because the public gets so heavily involved here. The volume can actually move numbers from recreational play. The other thing is the public will be heavily involved typically, and again, there's not much separation here between the favorite and the underdog, but typically the general public will bet the underdog on the money line in the Super Bowl. And so that can kind of skew things as well. But those are just, you know, some overall trends as far as the betting window when it comes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, really excited to watch it all play out. Brad, I want to ask you about the golf before we let you get out of here. Again, you know, it's funny, we do all this football, but have fun with the football, bet the golf. Harris English comes in at a huge ticket here and gets the job done at the Farmers Insurance Open. An excellent start to you for the golf season continues.
Yeah, and you know, Carver and Cam Stewart, Keith Stewart, Dubs, you know, we've all been doing well. I hit Hideki to start the year at Kapalua, and then Carver hit Sepp Straka last week at the American Express, and then, Harris English at 110-1, and now we have our second signature event of the season, and Scotty Scheffler's back. Hand apparently fully healed over the Christmas cooking accident. Xander Schauffele still not in the field, missing his third straight event with a rib injury, but basically everybody else is here at the iconic Pebble Beach. Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa, Matsuyama, and Scotty, a real short price. I've seen about plus 450 to maybe as high as plus 550. And then, you know, after that, it's Rory and Oberg and these guys all at like 10, 12, 15, 20. So once again, nothing's really changed. We flipped the calendar to 25, but we're still seeing Scotty at single digits and the next best player in the field at double digits and on.
Yeah, I just want to make one quick point from the Farmers Insurance. I wonder what we see from Ludwig this season. I'm not going to crush him because I don't know enough to do that. 9-under through one, the winning score is 8-under. He wasn't even in the mix. That's a blow up.
Apparently, he wasn't feeling well. Now day two at Torrey last week on Thursday, the wind went nuts and it ruined a lot of people. But then apparently, he wasn't 100% health-wise. I think that was bothering him too. So we'll give him a little bit of a pass there.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys to me, happens every year, whose season I'm very interested in. We'll watch it play out. And Brady will help us entire way.
Brady.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can't wait then to watch it play out. We'll be right back with you here. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at the right here, Game Time Decision. Lakers up roughly a billion. It's the Hornets, but it's also early. Lakers are kind of turning a corner. That Celtics victory pointed to that. Very interested to see what they do with the deadline. We'll do somewhere. I will make sure I get you my full thoughts on the impacts of the NBA trade deadline. Again, I know we're focused on a Super Bowl, but it should actually matter this year. Maybe you'll say it won't, which I think it'll be it, but it's going to move the market. It's going to move the market, no doubt, because Jimmy's going to get moved. Let's keep the focus on the Super Bowl, though, because I want to go through this quickly with everybody. So we're on the under. We went through that breakdown at 49.5. Can Sigel join us in a little bit? I want to get his thoughts on just kind of the movement that we're expecting. The Mahomes attempts number. Now, again, I played the 35.5. That's why I sent it out to everybody to let them know. Just like, hey, listen, I could tell it was going to move in other spots. So if you want to kind of, you know, do it throughout this postseason, hopefully have the best of that number. I think you can play it at 36.5. I'll just say Mahomes, both playoff games, sub 30 attempts. The only time that happened in the regular season, the follow-up was a game where he went 26 of 39. Threw it a lot. Final 10 games of the regular season, he averaged 39.4 pass attempts per game and had 36-plus attempts in 9 out of 10. I want to say he had 37 attempts in 9 out of 10, but some of the Philly stuff, like 36 could be key. But the Eagles have also seen in the last 2 weeks, I think it's like 92 pass attempts between Stafford and Daniels. So we're on that. The other bet I placed, I will tell you, but I want to bring Dave Sharapan in for Consig. It is great to see you here on a Monday night with, of course, the Super Bowl set out in New Orleans.
Yes, sir. Good to see you as well. Are you wearing mauve? Is that taupe? What do you have working? You look amazing tonight.
I appreciate it. Want a little turtleneck? You mean you approve?
Oh, it looks fabulous.
Yeah, that's right. Very, very kind of you, sir.
You're pumped up. I figured you'd have something green on today. I figured there might be some sort of green working.
Listen, no? if we get full turtleneck approval, we'll get a few colors. We'll get a few colors.
Let's go.
Let me say this. Noted on the jacket. Noted. Score. Maybe some point this segment we'll talk more about it. Just score check. We'll talk more about it. All right. So I placed 3 bets so far within the Super Bowl. I want to talk to you about all of them.
Okay.
The only other bet I placed is Kelce's anytime touchdown at plus 125. First of all, wow, most unbiased man, history of sports media, does it again. Legitimately, thank goodness, like, he's here hanging out with us on Sports Grid. Because, you know, can you believe if we didn't have the most unbiased man in history of sports media? That's one. But two.
Yeah.
There are a few things that I think, in terms of overwhelming amount of bets, right? It's going to be Saquon and Kelce. Again, we'll take our time with this stuff. We have a lot of time here. Kelce just had a 14 game playoff streak of at least 70 yards snapped, and the prop is under 70. Now, I know I'm a bounce back guy, but my goodness. And then he's playing the Eagles, who just let Zach Ertz go for 100 yards, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, there are basically like 3 teams whose top target is a tight end: Kansas City, the Raiders, and the Niners. The Eagles didn't play any of those teams this year. So I don't know how it changes if your top target is a tight end. I think there's going to be loads of Kelce money, loads.
Yep.
I bet the touchdown, because he did not score a touchdown. The last time Kelce went straight playoff games without a touchdown, 2015, 2016. It's never happened with Mahomes. Never. Wow. Never. Wow. He would be 5-0 if you go, oh, the next game he's going to score. With Pat, he's 5-0. Talk to me about the idea of booking a player like Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl. And if the fact he did mostly nothing last game helps or hurts you?
What he did last game means nothing as far as the number. You don't even let it enter the equation. You just take the number for whatever it is. And, I mean, certain guys, if you have it plus 140, you put it plus 120 for the Super Bowl. That's that simple. It's always lower on the most popular players, you know. The bad guys come in and get you on, you know, because everybody now tries to top everybody else. And if, like, you know, me and you and Sam are sitting in a room, we got to come up with a couple props. We're going to try to come up with something different. That's the ones they get you. And on the backup tight end, you know, where we go, you know what, we should offer him or the other guy. And the number's a little bit, not great. Then all of a sudden, guy, you know, you're taking 2 dimes on a prop and they come in and hit you for the limit, and you're like, okay, that number might have been off a little bit, because then they bet you the second number. The Kelce one's easy. I mean, betting it plus money is not the worst thing in the world, K-Dub, especially if you think he's going to score. I got to get my glasses. Does that, on your card, does that say at the top? Put yes. that graphic back up there, Sam.
Yes.
What does that
yes.
say? Under?
Yes.
Are you
We've
okay?
Come a long way, huh?
What? A, what?
The, we'll get. The, hey.
The day after the game is decided,
yep.
you've taken your stand on the under?
Yep.
I'm shocked.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Because I know. I know. But I think you've seen it. Is this is almost kind of like the final signal, right? Of like, all right, like it, we've officially moved onto a different stratosphere. Again, my fascination with the Kelce thing is just like, it's this perfect storm of bets. Like, you know they're going to bet him in the Super Bowl anyway, right?
Yeah.
But I guess, and I could be off base here. Now I'm trying, you know, because I'm trying to think it out as I'm talking to you. Start at the number you want it, that you think it should be, because the people that are going to flood it aren't betting it last night, today. So you give the people who are looking now the real number, and then by the time we get to kickoff, you can jack it up and let those people maybe get a bad number.
Without a doubt. That happens all the time. I mean, a lot of times the initial number that you see, you remember when I would come out and we would all get together for the Super Bowl, I'd bring the packets from here. And the numbers, the opening numbers are drastically different than even a week later.
Yeah.
So, you know, but the market's changed. Okay, there's books that have props out right now. Player props, you know, I mean, Kelce's right themselves. It's 6.5 receptions.
Yeah.
Seven, you know, 70 yards or 68.5, depending on where you want to go. Plus 125 anytime touchdown. The no is the opposite of that. So those ones that, I mean, you know, we'll dive into more. I just, I think he's going to be a big part of the game plan. I think you're thinking right.
Right. I will say this. I don't want to bet his yards because it's a rare spot. I think Philly's defense will have some success, right? There's another way I considered it. We can get to that. I want to mention this quickly, though, because the bet that I imagine they will take more than any other bet on the thing. You know when Saquon Barkley's birthday is, Dave?
I heard it's the day of the game. I heard that.
I imagine they'll get more tickets on. Now, I don't know who bets these minus 195, minus 200s, but somebody somewhere does. I mean, the amount of Saquon touchdown bets and parlays are going to be... It doesn't mean it's not going to win. It just means there's going to be about a gazillion of them. No?
It will be the top one of the top three bets, prop bets across the universe. There's no question. I mean, the yardage number, the longest rush number. I mean, the longest rush number has been a – you might as well go to the ATM, put your code in,
I got
and
it.
Take out money. It's been – it's cashed almost every week.
I want to talk more about that long rush number. We'll talk about that total. And what Anthony Davis just did in the first quarter as well, because we got it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, quick insert from the NBA live board.
What is that?
At the end of the first quarter, Hornets. Wow. 19, Anthony Davis, 21.
He's 11 boards too, Kevin.
AD's 20-10 in the first quarter. This via StatMuse. Only other player with 20 points and 10 boards in a quarter since 2000. Anthony Davis and Giannis Antetokounmpo. So that's the list. Wilt probably did it 18 times a year. There's got to be a Shaq one in there in the 90s.
Good call.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is absolutely bonkers. If
we
you
just
bet
need the game
AD,
to go over 223. Can we get the game over 223?
Let me just say this. If you bet AD double-double, like, you're the best. Like, hey, listen, AD double-double minus 500. I know it's minus 500. It's light. I love you. I love you. You're an absolute king. We're going to the end. I mean, that's if you bet Mark Williams points, rebounds, the opposing center, tough night for you. That'd be me. We move on. We move on, Dave. We move on. All right, let me ask you about this Saquon long rush.
Yes.
When I say they can't set the number high enough, what I'm trying to say is there's nothing they can really do. Nobody betting the Saquon long rush over is looking for a run between 21 and 28 yards. They're looking for the 50-plus yarder. There was a number this year in college. I still can't believe it. I bet it. I lost. I do it every time. Ashton Jeanthe in the Mountain West title game against UNLV had a long rush prop of 54.5.
No way.
Swear.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I tweeted it out. I said, damn it, I have no choice. I have to bet this under. Darn it. I said, darn it. He went over it. He went over it. He hit a 70-yard run.
I was watching the game.
I believe it was the only run he had over 20 yards in the game.
Yep.
It happens. But it has to be this bizarre thing as a bookman. Like if you're in the room, right, you're like, hey, what's the real number? 20.5? All right, well, they're going to bet it. What do you want to make it? 24.5? Hey, maybe he will 23, maybe, right? But I want to, against Washington, it's the 60-yarder right away. Against the Rams, he had 2 of 60. Do not forget, against the Packers, he passed up on a 76-yard touchdown. Finished with 17. Yeah. Probably a great day in the room. Probably a great moment in the room. Passed up on a touchdown, all that. Like, the number, Dave, that would make people stop and think is 35.5. But they're not going to post that, right? Am I wrong?
I would argue, and we could have the discussion, and it's not an argument, it's a discussion when you're trying to do this. 29.5. Is he going to get 30? I need a number. It's just like when you go into a store and it's $2.99 or $3. Like, there's a mental game we have to play. Where am I going to get a bet on the under from the bad guy, you know, from the limit player? I know what 98% of the people are going to bet. I just got to make sure I get a number somewhere where we could get an under bet so I know my threshold. Now, this thing is, I mean, it's something else. And he is so much fun to watch. I mean, I loved him at Penn State. Love him even more in that Eagle Green. It's been fun to watch him run with an offensive line. And holes as big as, like, I mean, me and you could run through those holes. He does it. He takes it to the house. Legit. For the Super Bowl, with the amount of volume and the amount of stuff we're going to do, I'd make it the highest it's been all season.
Yeah.
Fast track in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So if we've used 24.5 before, we're not using that now. We're moving it up to 29.5. Your number, I think we take multiple bets under. If we use 35 or 34.5, they're going to bet us down under 30. So I think that's why I started 29.5.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to post a 35.5. I'm saying – at 35.5, people go, oh, come on, no, right? That's what I did with the Jeanthe, 54.5. I go, what's going on here? I bet the under, I lose, whatever. What I think, if I was in the room, the only thing I would say is, hey, listen to me. I don't care that it's a Super Bowl. We're not getting cute. Do not hang. Saquon, 50-plus yard run, 6-1. If you hang it, you're fired. Don't hang it. Because that's the benefit. That is the thing that works so much in their favor. I say it on every show. I go, I'd much rather bet Saquon for 2 runs of 20 plus at whatever the number is than like the 24.5 minus 115, right? Like the fact that they don't have to pay out, people just, I'll throw $20 on him to get a 70-yard touchdown at 12-1. Oh. You know what I mean? Because like that would be annoying. That they just pay out, they're just paying out straight wagers. And I feel like that has to be the very comforting thing about booking that market. Okay, quick question. We're limited on time. Dave, you know, he's here usually with me every night, so I think we'll be here tomorrow. We'll have more time. Have you seen any movement on the total? I think I saw somewhere online someone said one book jumped up to 50. I know it might be a little different out there in Vegas. Have you seen just the 49.5s?
I'm going to click refresh right now and see. So out here so far, it's been that. And that's why I'm surprised at you going with the under 49.5, because I was going to tell you to wait if you're going to bet the under.
Yep.
So I think you And no, it's straight 49.5 on my odds screen where I see everybody's number. But I think you can wait. And I'm not saying it's going over, but the way the games went and the way this season has gone, my number was pick and 51 when I sent it out. You know, Dave, what do you think the Super Bowl should be? Because I think Philly's got a real legit shot to win. And I'm not just saying that because you got it. No, I really think they can win. But I think they can win running the ball frequently. And their opening quarters numbers have been great. So they lead and cause the chase. I think we get a game where winning team gets 31 or 34 points.
Yeah, I will say, and I said this to people, I played this for maybe less than I'll finish with because I think it does tick up. We'll be right back with Dave. We're here with you on Sports Grid. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back to right here. It is Game Time Decisions. Look, man, it is, let's call it like we see it, it is a historic day on here.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the debut of the turtleneck. So, listen, we don't know. I don't know if we'll ever see it again. If there's enough calls for it tomorrow, I probably need to wear it tomorrow. So, hopefully everyone liked it. We'll probably bring it back. Let me just say this, honestly. This fires me up. You know what I mean? This fires me up. I love getting the chance to do this with Dave. We're just talking about these numbers, what's going to move this, that, and the third. We haven't had, it's the Super Bowl, right? It's kind of a different, of a different thing. I think what Dave said on the total makes a ton of sense. And I'll say, in case you're just tuning in, yes, I played under 49.5, but for not as much, right? As maybe as I will at kickoff, right? By the time we close. Because I agree with Dave, I think it's more likely to go up than down. But at 49.5, I'll try and see if I can sell you on this, Dave.
Okay.
Chiefs-Bills was 48.5. Buffalo's more of an over team than Philadelphia. Same Kansas City's the same opponent. So I think we moved a little bit extra than we should have off of yesterday's games, in my opinion.
Between that, I don't know how much it was off yesterday's games. It's because of that fast track in New Orleans, a dome controlled environment and a fast track. I've just, had a dream about Saquon running another touchdown in of probably 50 yards on that turf. Like it's going to be one of those. I think big plays are capable more so on Philadelphia's side. I mean, AJ Brown's likely to have a pretty good game. But listen, KC can have a good game too. I actually like the over, and I never like the over in the Super Bowl. Very rarely. But because I made it 51, maybe it's clouding my mind, but I said 51 is a great number. We'll see where they take us from there. So, surprised they started at under 50. Doesn't mean it's right. I don't know how much movement we're going to get on this. Kevin, we just saw this game. We all hung out in Arizona for a week and talked about this exact game. I'm trying to find all the stuff from that week, all the gear, because it looks the same. It's Eagles and Chiefs again, but big difference, they got Saquon. Chiefs, if you have a unit, whether it's KC offense, KC defense, Philly offense, Philly defense, what's the worst unit? Like, it's KC's offense. Their offensive line is subpar. They're going to have a problem. Philly's going to run the ball against Kansas City.
Yeah, I think I better figure out what I want to do with that future before I get too confident. I'm very confident, but I don't want to let it cloud. Man, let me tell you something, man. It's going to be going to be a situation. Hey, listen, I know you got to go, but I do have to ask you quickly.
Mm-hmm.
One of maybe three narrative hockey spots of the season. McDavid back off of suspension. Any thoughts on that tonight?
Goal. Oh, I mean, did you see the price? He's going to score. Come on. That one's easy. I mean, a hockey guy like you, look at this. This is crazy. Yeah. It's minus 295. Listen, who's sharpening the book here?
Yeah, minus that's a good point.
Plus 235. Look at this. Who's responsible for that number?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
We talk about letting guys go in the room, though. No, I like where your head's at, Dave.
We're in trouble. Edmonton. The Sharks and the Penguins going over. I didn't have Sharks gear. Teal tonight. Late night for you. What about Iowa State and Arizona? Give me something. I know you're going to be up watching it. Come on. That's a game of the day.
Tricky game. Lean under. I feel like it's one of those where all my research could tell me under, and then it scores 50-50 at half, though. So I'm not on it. He said, I'm not. Okay. Hey, listen, I got that NC State first half team total over 25.5. If you want some pain, don't be scared of the Wolf Pack tonight against the Duke Blue Devils. When I say don't be scared, be horrified. But maybe we can get 26. Maybe we can get 26. Hey, Dave, by the way, Brooklyn Nets, that losing streak. Tick, 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 tick.
Every day. I watch it every day. I can't. They blew a game the other night. They had it again. Blew the game.
Last 12 games, they've scored more than 102 points in regulation twice.
Once?
It is 12. What? Seven times they haven't hit 100 in their last 12.
It's bad.
Yeah, man. That's all right. That's what we signed up for, baby.
Turtleneck looks great. I'll see you tomorrow.
Turtleneck Tuesday, maybe.
Yes!
Maybe. We'll see you then. In-game live is next.